Thursday, October 12th, 1978. This was my first time entering the prison. After passing through three or four security doors, I came face to face with my new patient, William Milligan. His crouched silhouette swayed on the concrete wall like a puppet with its strings cut. "William?" I heard my own voice emerge, warped into something strange by the bulletproof glass in the old intercom. He suddenly looked up. Those eyes. One moment they held childlike innocence, the next his pupils contracted to pinpoints and a low Slavonic growl rolled from his throat. As the guard's keys rattled, I witnessed the most absurd sight. His left hand clamped his right wrist like an iron pincer, while his face flickered between the terrified expression of a frightened girl and the cold sneer of a hardened officer. Until, in a crisp London accent breaking through the chaos, he said, "Allow me to compose myself, doctor." Friday, November 3rd, 1978. I officially began my study of William today. Prison sent over hours of surveillance footage. 9:15 a.m. William became a three-year-old British girl named Christine. Holding a crayon, she started doodling at random on a canvas. 1:20 p.m. Tom used a spoon to dismantle the CCTV camera, its parts assembled in his hand into a miniature transmitter. 4:30 p.m. In the kitchen, Adelana hummed La Vie en Rose, and the scent of caramelizing apple pie wafted in the air. I realize her rhythm of chopping onions matched the board scraping sound that victims described. Then Reagan burst out like a trapped beast, only to be brought under control when Arthur recited a code in German. William's body went rigid, like a marionette whose strings were yanked taut. Arthur always reappears just in time, using some method I can't observe, to wrest control back. In today's test, the patient displayed seven distinct handwriting styles, three foreign languages, and a knowledge base spanning over 30 years. The final clip recorded at 1 a.m., William's left hand unconsciously tugging at his right shoulder, at the exact spot where a cigarette burn scar inflicted by his stepfather in childhood. Wednesday, March 28, 1979. Arthur, the manager of William's system of personalities, has agreed to let me speak directly with the alters. I film the entire session. "Let's start with basic questions," Arthur said, crossing his legs. I opened the childhood dossier and asked about childhood pets. His right eye twitched suddenly. That was Reagan taking over. "That old sod's dog. It was licking my hand when I snapped its neck," he said. Then Adelana appeared, bringing with her the scent of freshly baked gingerbread. She offered an apology for her violence and noticed a ring-shaped scar on her left ring finger that matched the victim's description of the ring size exactly. So I mentioned the crime scene at Common Farm. William's pupils dilated into black holes, and the real William emerged. He went into the corner of the sofa and began carving 24 notches into the wall with a toothbrush. Then Arthur's voice came back, sounding weary for the first time. "Doctor, please turn off the camera." After that conversation, William seemed to drift toward suicidal thoughts. I must secure more one-on-one time with him as soon as possible.